from Seoul, Korea. KBS World Radio News starts right now. On today's broadcast, South Korea records over 3,000 daily COVID-19 cases for the first time. The US reiterates its willingness to meet with North Korea. And South Korea secures two Beijing Olympic tickets for men's figure skating. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Jim Bulley. Daily COVID-19 cases in South Korea have topped 3,000 for the first time since the start of the pandemic. The Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency said Saturday that 3,273 infections were added throughout Friday, including 28 from overseas. The capital region continues to account for a large portion of domestic cases, with over 1,200 reported in Seoul, nearly 1,100 in Gyeonggi Province, and over 200 in Incheon. Outside the Seoul metropolitan area, Daegu had the most new cases at 118. Seven more deaths have been reported, raising the death toll to 2,441. The fatality rate stands at 0.82%. The number of critically ill patients stands at 339. Meanwhile, over 37 million people, or 73.5% of the population, have received at least one shot of the COVID-19 vaccine. Some 23 million people, or 44.8% of the population, have been fully vaccinated. The US began giving out booster shots of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine on Friday, following the endorsement by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. White House COVID-19 Response Coordinator Jeffrey Zients said during a press briefing held Friday that those eligible would be able to receive their third shot of the Pfizer vaccine from some 80,000 places across the country, including over 40,000 local pharmacies. Earlier in the week, the CDC recommended booster shots for those at a higher risk, including adults 65 and older, and those between the age of 50 to 64 with underlying health conditions. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky later added adults over 18 with a high risk of exposure to the disease, including healthcare workers and teachers. The shots will be available to those whose second Pfizer vaccine was administered at least 6 months ago. South Korea is also set to announce plans for its booster shots next week. Nearly 94% of eligible recipients for the latest round of COVID-19 relief payouts have received the funds in the 19 days since the rollout began. According to the Interior Ministry, over 40 million people have applied and 10.1 trillion won has been paid out through Friday, accounting for 93.8% of those eligible and 78.5% of the entire population. The payout this time is 250,000 won per person for the bottom 88% income earners. Close to 340,000 claims have been filed so far from those who were deemed ineligible for the relief funds. Most of them cited changes to their health insurance premium or composition of family members. The application deadline is October 29th.
You are now listening to the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul, Korea.
The U.S. has reiterated its willingness to meet with North Korea without preconditions and hopes for a positive response from Pyongyang. In a virtual press briefing on Friday, State Department spokesman Ned Price said the U.S. goal is the complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula, and it will continue to seek engagement with the North as part of a calibrated practical approach in order to make tangible progress that increases security not only for the U.S., but also for allies and its deployed forces. He stressed the U.S. has no hostile intent toward North Korea and is prepared to meet without preconditions and hoped the regime would respond positively to its outreach. Price also highlighted trilateral efforts with South Korea and Japan, saying that one of the primary topics of a three-way meeting held in New York this week was a common approach toward North Korea. Price also expressed support for inter-Korean dialogue and engagement, saying it is a good thing, and added that the U.S. and South Korea continue to work closely on the broader agenda. The North Korean leader's sister, Kim Yo-jong, earlier welcomed President Moon Jae-in's proposal to declare a formal end to the Korean War, but stressed that hostile policies against Pyongyang must first end. Leaders of the so-called Quad Alliance, consisting of the US, Japan, Australia and India, held their first face-to-face meeting and emphasized a free and open Indo-Pacific, agreeing to step up cooperation in various areas. US President Joe Biden invited Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga, Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi to the White House for the Quad Summit on Friday. Following an online meeting in March, the four leaders met in person for the first time, which also comes on the heel of a trilateral security pact announced last week between the US, Britain and Australia that drew China's protest. In a joint statement, Quad leaders pledged stronger cooperation on COVID-19 vaccines, climate change, supply chain issues, science and technology and cyberspace, and also urged North Korea to refrain from provocations and engage in substantive dialogue. The statement reaffirmed their commitment to the complete denuclearization of North Korea in accordance with UN Security Council resolutions and also confirmed the need for an immediate resolution of the issue of Japanese abductees. The Quad also agreed to hold annual summits. Foreign Minister Chung Wei-yung, who is visiting New York for the UN General Assembly, met with his Mexican counterpart Marcelo Ebrard and discussed bilateral cooperation. According to Seoul's foreign ministry, in talks over breakfast on Friday, the two agreed to push for signing a health accord to strengthen cooperation in infectious disease response. The Mexican minister also expressed hopes for greater participation by Korean firms in his country's medical supplies market. Chung called for a swift resumption of free trade talks between the two sides and for support for Korean businesses to join Mexico's infrastructure projects. Ebrard, meanwhile, called for more investment from Korea in the areas of semiconductors, electric vehicles, biomedicine and hydrogen technology. Chung congratulated Mexico on the 200th anniversary of its independence, while Ebrard proposed holding cultural events and high-level exchanges to mark the two countries' 60th anniversary of diplomatic relations next year. Chung also thanked Mexico for its continued support for the Korean Peninsula peace process. South Korea will send two athletes to compete in men's figure skating at the 2022 Beijing Winter Olympics, the first time ever two Koreans have qualified for the men's event. 21-year-old Lee Si-young secured the second ticket to Beijing for South Korea after finishing fifth at the ISU Nebelhorn Trophy Tournament held in Germany on Saturday. The Olympic berth was given to the top seven scorers. Fellow figure skater Cha Jun-hwan earlier secured a spot after ranking 10th in the men's single at the ISU World Championships in March. As Olympic tickets are allocated to countries and not individuals, the Korea Skating Union will now hold domestic qualifiers to select the two athletes who will compete at the Winter Games. Two berths have also been secured for the women's competition. In ice dancing, Min Yoo Ra and Daniel Eaton are currently vying for a spot for South Korea at the ongoing Nebelhorn Trophy event. Korea did not qualify for the pairs event. And following a brilliant Tokyo Olympics performance, South Korean recurve archers have swept gold in all team events at the World Archery Championships. An San and Kim Woo-jin beat Russia in the mixed team final on Friday, the fifth day of the championships underway in Yankton, South Dakota in the US. Team Korea also picked up two golds in the men's and women's team events to win all three team competitions. Since the mixed team discipline was first introduced in 2011, Korea has won all six medals to date. An and Kim will go after their third gold medal, respectively, in the individual round, which continues from Sunday, with fellow archers Chang Min-hee and Kim Jae-duk also competing in the women's and men's events. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. I'm Jim Bulley.